Tonight, I want to say welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. We're going to get into something a little different tonight. It's vitally important that I share some thoughts with you tonight on what's going on around the country that many do not realize is going on. It's subtle, but it is out in the open. But most people wouldn't notice these things, but praise the Lord, I've been around this nation and in different activities and occupations from law enforcement, military, and the private sector and so forth, and been involved in activities that can bring you some insight into a very serious problem that's occurring. I guess we should say a challenge that is happening around this nation today. We're going to share that with you in just a couple minutes after the first break. I want to say to you that we have our two police headquarters, police and military headquarters here in Idaho County, Idaho, up in the top of the Great Rocky Mountains. We're just blessed to be here in this wonderful part of the nation. And we represent police and military against the New World Order, a group that became an international group of police and soldiers. When we had officers and soldiers join us from various nations who wanted to be a part of throwing off this evil takeover of their own nations by these international crime families. Some people call them the international financiers, the international bankers, international banksters. I kind of like that because they are gangster banksters, and they do control our nations today, including the United States. And so when police and soldiers from other nations began to join us, it became not a national group any longer, but police and military against the New World Order became an international group. And then we have our 23-year-old publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues, that was originally started, folks, because way back 23, 24 years ago, some of us began to see that we needed to prevent our brothers and sisters in uniform from being unwittingly used to enslave the people of their own nation. We'll be back and get into this when we get back from this very important break. Stay tuned for more. Right back.
Hey, Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
To the break, I was explaining here at our police and military associations, basically our mission statement when we started Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues. Some of us were noticing that we were being given orders that were unconstitutional to violate people's constitutional rights for the greater good of society, and under all these wonderful little phrases, we were taught to rationalize that we have to violate this person's rights in order to protect the whole, and then we were being given orders to do things immoral and do things unlawful in other ways too, all for the greater good of society. And so we began to see that this was going to be a problem in the future if we continued to be taught to rationalize that we should commit crimes as police officers for the greater good. And as soldiers, too, soldiers were being told things and asked to do things that were unconstitutional, violated their oath, and also violated people's human rights and civil rights all across the world. And it was acceptable. It was becoming acceptable. So we began to work to establish an association whose singular goal was to prevent our brothers and sisters in uniform from being unwittingly used as police officers and soldiers had up to that time been used around the world to enslave their own people under an anti-God, anti-freedom, Marxist system, communist system, United Nations-led world system that is coming on us very rapidly today. We understood as police officers and soldiers two most important points concerning this globalist movement if they were going to succeed in their intent of, through any available means, total control over the peoples of the world. They could not realize their goals, folks, without their would-be enforcers, we police and soldiers, being told to rationalize, being made to mentally evaluate and see that it's okay for us to assist them in their world treachery and treason against our own people, to enslave the people under all kinds of wonderful sounding reasons. For example, fighting terrorism. Let's pass draconian laws that removes all the people's constitutional rights so we can protect them from terrorism. Doesn't that sound wonderful, loving of us police and soldiers, that we're going to protect the people by removing all of their freedoms and enslaving them so we can keep them safe? That just sounds so wonderful. Well, that's where our organizations came from, because some of us soldiers and police officers, I am a bit of both. I was a veteran of the Vietnam War era, and I am a retired police officer, having served my duty in the high crime area of South Phoenix, what we called the war zone, for many years until I was injured in the line of duty and had to take a medical retirement. But in my retirement, we continue here as volunteers to serve the American people by upholding our oath to defend their rights and their property and their person from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now, I'm saying this to you for this reason. We have been very much involved in trying to right the wrongs that are going on, where our police and soldiers are being used against their own people in this nation. We're seriously working against that because we've studied history and we've seen, for example, what the American people don't seem to understand, mainly because they've been mistrained, misdirected, and misguided by the government schools and the government churches of America today, both licensed by the government and controlled by the government, to understand that those nasty, nasty soldiers and police officers in Eastern Germany, for example, who would shoot women and children in the back as they tried to scramble to freedom over this wall there in East Germany, and men too, of course, whose only crime was trying to get to freedom. And that we have been taught in America, police officers and soldiers and people in the private sector, that these police and military were the scum of the earth. They were the low lives. They were the drug addicts. They were the really scummy bank robbers, rapists, and everything that was given machine guns, given uniforms, and told to shoot these people in the back, and they gladly did so for a little bit of wine, a little bit of dope, and so forth. That was a very big lie. We police and soldiers who studied why these East German police and soldiers would machine gun their own people found out that they were the greatest patriots. The greatest patriots. They loved their nation. They were nationalists. They loved East Germany more than they could stand. And they were brainwashed into believing it was their duty to save their nation by machine gunning these women and children in the back as they climbed to freedom. So what we had here wasn't the dregs of society, but the most patriotic of all the police and soldiers were mentally manipulated to think that it was for the greater good to kill the few to save the whole. And we began to be taught in the city of Phoenix, in the police academies, a lot of these same types of philosophies there that I saw. I was a police academy instructor trained by the state to teach in the police academies. I was in that position as a trained instructor for 5 years. And I began to hear these things being told to our people, our young officers that would come in, that you may have to break some eggs. you know, you may have to break some eggs to save the whole, to save the whole dozen. In essence, what we're telling them is that, you see that lady over there, you may have to violate her rights or do something. You may have to hurt her in some way for the greater good. You know, if you want to do good, you want to save the nation, you want to save this community there in South Phoenix from drugs and crime, you may have to injure some people, violate their rights in order to save the majority. Well, this was not true, of course. The Founding Fathers set up a system in this nation, folks, that if we want to save the whole, what you do is, see that lady over there, see that man over there, you protect all of her rights. You protect her property and her person. You protect that man's rights. And in doing this, you protect the whole. But see, it's 180 degrees that we're teaching these people away from the truth. And that is, you might have to hurt that lady or that man to save the whole. Where this is not true, and never has been true, but it is the lie told to police and soldiers to get them to psychologically turn against their own people, those people that their government has listed as the enemy, combatant against the state. And you see that happening today. We certainly see that happening today as we've received and read to you numerous times on this Officer Jack McLamp program, the FBI report brochure that was put out for the eyes of police officers only across this nation that listed Christians, listed patriots as domestic terrorists in there. Now, the public was never supposed to see that, but we have copies of it, and we can send out copies to you, the listener, if you would like to have a copy of it. I think we were charging like $3 or something like that to print it up on the copy machine and then send it out to you. It's several pages. And you have a publication there that you can show to your friends that actually shows the FBI's logo on there, and the words of the FBI phone numbers, that if a police officer runs into any of these people, Christians in this brochure are listed under the name that Butch Reno, the Attorney General of the United States, that lesbian Butch Reno, listed Christians as doomsday cult people. And that's what, of course, Christians are listed as in this FBI report, that are domestic terrorists. And same with patriots are saying if anybody mentions the Constitution too many times, they're suspected domestic terrorists and you need to call this number and report them. And so, folks, this is going on as we speak today, as our police and soldiers are being trained to follow orders because of this nasty thing that's happening to America called terrorism and fear and crime happening. You have to supervise the people better to keep them in line to save the nation that you love and want your family to grow up free in. That's what we were told in the police academies, that we're not servants of the American people. We are supervisors of the American people, raised above the citizens. We're an entity of government. We're no longer citizens. We're raised above the citizens to better supervise them for their own good. Nothing about servant to the public. We're the supervisors of the public. And so it comes in their education, in their training, their indoctrination, folks, that our police and military are being prepared right now as we speak to come against those in the private sector who the government, the establishment, these international crime families that control our government today point the finger at a group like Christians, like patriots, and says, these are the enemy, go round them up, you know, do this to them, do that to them. And so it is coming, and I want to bring you this message tonight because it's critical as we see the public being manipulated, psychologically manipulated to be a part of all this. And I'll give you one example when we get back in just a minute after these messages. We'll be right back now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Okay, folks, I'm leafing through the 5,000-year leap here, a very, very important book for all Americans by W. Cleon Skousen. He's one of our police and military heroes. He was not only chief of police of Utah, where was it, Salt Lake City, Utah, I believe it was, but also one of the top officials of the FBI at a time when the FBI used to be a very clean organization, believe it or not, under J. Edgar Hoover, which you've been told was a very evil cross-dresser and so forth and so on. Of course, you know, you don't have anything to compare it to, but I do, because I've known a lot of the FBI agents, know some today that served under Hoover, and they would not have tolerated the immoral activity and unlawful activity of the FBI today at all. But anyway, in this book, I want to share with you that we have been tricked in America to believe that there is a system of, what would they call it, the structure of government, the structuring of government, I guess you'd say, and that is the American Founding Fathers had a yardstick, an accurate yardstick for judging what was tyranny in what was anarchy. And it's much different than today. You know, we've said on this program, and I know you've heard it said elsewhere, that if Robert Kennedy was alive today and he were to be looked at by the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party of America, he would be looked at as a far right-wing wacko today. And yet he was a leftist, a socialist from the heart. John F. Kennedy, I'm talking about, not Robert Kennedy. Of course, Robert Kennedy was too. Did I say Robert Kennedy? I think I did. But I meant President John F. Kennedy. But today, it's amazing how the training of our people who have gone through the government brain laundry called our government educational system have been trained and moved to the left, further and further to the left, where today we have a Republican Socialist Party and a Democratic Socialist Party. There is no conservative party any longer. They're both socialist and fascist in their training because we've had five generations almost gone through the government brain laundry to be taught how to move the people psychologically, politically, socially to the left of the political spectrum. So John F. Kennedy, if he were to run for office today, he probably, there's no question he wouldn't be elected because he would be considered, even though he was a socialist and a leftist then, because we've moved so far to the left in our political philosophies of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party that he would be far to the right of the political spectrum. And so how has this been done? Well, it's been done through the control of the media in America, control of all forms of education, all forms of communication, where and even the book manufacturing companies have been bought up and controlled. They've burned books, they've changed our history books and everything to reflect what they want us to believe today. What this has caused, folks, is that concerned Americans who have seen the problems, the clouds forming of this Marxist world government system coming our direction, they have been taught that they've been basically taught not to recognize what is coming our way. And I'll give you a great example, a perfect example of what I'm talking about. When I was a police officer in Phoenix, Arizona, I was to be injured in the line of duty and to take a medical retirement. But about that same time, I was to be blessed to know a man who had run for governor of Arizona and won the governorship, Evan Mecham. Remember Evan Mecham, the man that was hammered in the newspapers across this nation daily, hammered, that he was a wacko, he was this and that. One day I was with him, I was his, as he was running for office, that campaign that he won the governorship, I was his assistant and traveled with him anywhere. He flew his own twin-engine Cessna, beautiful high-speed Cessna, forget what kind it was, I'm not an airplane man, but anyway, real high-speed, and he would go to his own campaign stops throughout the state, fly himself. He was a military pilot during the Second World War. Evan Mecham was a very moral, upstanding American, and he also knew the Constitution. He was a constitutional scholar. And he is the very person that this international crime cabal did not want to have in any governorship in this nation. There's 50 governors, and they're all socialist, globalist, fascist today, every single governor of every state, yes, even of Idaho, and they're working for this Antichrist world government system. Well, Evan Mecham could not be allowed to remain as governor of the state of Idaho. State of Arizona. He had won the election, and now it was time to get rid of him. And I'll tell you how they did it and how the American people in Arizona are suffering today because Evan Mecham was railroaded out of town. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
We're back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop retired up here in the Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, speaking with you tonight about a very, very important subject. I need to get through this. Somebody just called in. I don't know who it was, but I would ask you just to hold your calls for right now. This is a timely subject I need to cover with you because this is happening across America. And most people don't even recognize what's happening. Tonight you're going to find out what is going on, perhaps even in your own community, as we're prepared for this Antichrist world system that's being set up in America under a totalitarian national system before we're merged into this international system. And how they're doing it is to massage the brains of the American people all the time and lead you to a consensus, a understanding of who the good guys are and the bad guys in society by the media and by individual change agents sent into your communities. This happened to us in Phoenix, Arizona. In the state of Arizona, there was only one person running for governor who was a constitutionalist and understood who the true enemies of God and our constitutional republic were, and that was Evan Mecham. He was a car dealer in the Phoenix area and had been around for years and years and had written a book, matter of fact, on the Constitution, And he was the only one that understood how the federal government was encroaching on the state's rights and how serious this was going to become. His challenge that brought him to the attention of the people in Arizona and got him elected, I believe, was his stand on the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Well, in Arizona, if you've ever been there, the roads are flat for miles and miles and miles, especially out on the highways. There's no mountains or anything to speak of for just literally miles. And 55 miles an hour was actually using more fuel and taking people longer to get where they wanted to go. And Governor Evan Meekum knew it was serious that the federal government was coming in and saying that you will enforce the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit or we'll cut your road funds and your highway funds and things like that. Well, Governor Evan Meekum, who wasn't the governor at the time, said, hey, this is letting the camel's nose in the tent. If we let the federal government tell us what to do with our own highway speed signs and what the speeds are going to be in the state, they'll be in here telling us to do this and that and this and that. And, of course, he was absolutely right. It is in the beginning of an infraction against your constitutionally protected God-given rights, folks, that you stand up. You don't wait until they're almost gone and your Constitution is hanging by a thread before you stand up and speak out. You're supposed to jump up, as the Founding Fathers said, and say, hold it, wait, stop. The minute one of your rights, who are given to you by God, are beginning to be encroached upon. Well, that was that was Evan Meekum. Well, I worked with him for a number of months as his assistant, went everywhere with him, and also his bodyguard. And I began to know this man better and better. I had read his book, and I admired him greatly because he was the man we wanted to be as governor of the state because he would hold back this Antichrist international crime cabal that had all the other governors of the states in their pockets and working to set up this totalitarian system in the United States, that the federal government would come in and run all the states, and there wouldn't be any states' rights. There would not be any constitutional rights any longer because the federal government would control everything. So he won, and it shocked the international crime lords that had all the other 49 governors in their pocket. It shocked them because they never thought he would win. But he won the governorship. So that meant that the internationalists had to pull out all the stops and bring out forces against him to dump him, get him out of the governorship, because they could not have one governor, you know, that would withhold from the federal government their what they believe is their proper position, taking jurisdiction over the states and control the states. With Governor Meekum in there, we would have one state out of the 50 that would not allow the federal government to come in and take over, the slow encroachment of taking over all the power, jurisdiction in the counties and in the states. So what they did is they attacked him daily in the newspaper. They had these socialist, Fabian socialist, some of the fascist reporters that would follow him daily, and I was with him on many of these trips, that they would follow him before he even became governor. I wasn't on his staff when he became governor, but even before, they would follow him and try to twist his every word. Everything he would say, they would twist it. They would turn it around. They'd make him look ridiculous in the paper every single day without fail. And they sent a whole team of homosexuals in from California. I kid you not. Homosexuals that were wealthy, who didn't have to work for a living, and they worked daily there in Phoenix, Arizona, with the controlled media that was controlled by the internationalists to put an article in the newspaper every day against Evan Meekum. One time he went for a trade visit over to Japan to bring trade into Arizona, which is what a governor does. And he came back, and I was there at the meeting when he stood up, and the media was there too, and he said, I was there with the Japanese people, a wonderful people, and when I exposed to them what we could do for them in Arizona and why they should bring their businesses here, their eyes got round with excitement. Well, the next day in the press, folks, the media ate him alive. They said he made a racist statement that the Orientals' eyes got round, and they just hammered him and hammered him and hammered him that he was a closet racist, and he should have never said anything about the slanty-eyed Japanese, in other words. Their eyes got round. And so, folks, this is what they did daily in the newspaper to Governor Evan Meekum, and within 6 months, well, he lasted a year out of his first term, but the people that voted him into office, a sufficient number of them, got so tired of hearing about his antics in the newspaper daily, they got so tired of hearing about this man and how the Arizona state is being ridiculed because of this wacko governor that believes in constitutional rights and so forth, that the people themselves actually voted in an impeachment of Governor Evan Meekum to vote him out. So it was through brainwashing, constant brainwashing every single day in the newspaper, criticizing him on everything he said, everything he did, lying about it, twisting his words, that they got the very people that voted him in to vote him out in a recall. Now, I've seen this technique used up close around this nation for a number of years now, and that's how we lost the best governor the United States has had in 100 years, anyway, in this nation, Governor Evan Meekum. You probably remember him as the clown governor, the wacko governor, the right-wing crazy, racist, so forth and so on, because you fell for the indoctrination of the national media against Evan Meekum. Very few people think he was a good guy today because of how they smeared him in the media. Well, then we go to one of the greatest sheriffs in the nation, Sheriff Richie Mack, the sheriff of Graham County, Arizona. The same thing happened to him. Sheriff Mack was a constitutionalist. He was a man that loved God and loved the Constitution, and he took his oath seriously as the sheriff, and he did not like federal encroachment into the county because the feds were always in there doing things without due process, taking people's property without due process, and doing things that were unconstitutional, unlawful, and immoral. And he felt, which is absolutely true, as the sheriff, it was his duty to stand up against the feds and make sure when they came into his county, he would look over their paperwork and make sure that what they were doing was lawful and that the people had due process before he let the feds operate in his county. Then came the Second Amendment violation that the federal government came up with, the waiting period. You remember years ago when the government came up with this idea we're going to have a 20-day, 21-day waiting period or something like that. And they said they passed a federal law that the sheriffs of the counties would actually work for the federal government by enforcing this waiting period on all the citizens that wanted to buy guns in the county. Well, Sheriff Richie Mack, knowing the Constitution, knowing his power and jurisdiction, said, no, I won't work for the federal government. I am not a federal employee. I am a protector of the people in Graham County, Arizona. I will not be an agent for the federal government. Forget it. Well, he took that law all the way to the Supreme Court, and he won in the Supreme Court that the sheriffs in a county do not have to be agents of the federal government. The sheriffs in the county serve the people of the county and have their own powers and jurisdiction totally separate from the federal government, which is absolutely correct. We publish a video right here, folks, called The Sheriff's Powers and Duties and Jurisdictions that lay all this out for any sheriff that'll look at it and any county commissioners that want to look at it and see if their sheriff is obeying his oath or her oath and defending the people when the federal officers come in and do things immoral, unlawful, and without due process, take homes, everything in their counties. The sheriff's duty is to protect the people, and Sheriff Richie Mack did that 150%. But what happened? is as he was going out across the United States trying to get sheriffs to do the same thing against the Brady Bill. It was called the Brady Bill, now that it comes to my mind, the waiting period, the Brady Bill. He won in the Supreme Court, and he began to go and speak occasionally to sheriffs' conferences and different things, telling the sheriffs this is what you have to do to protect the people of your county. Well, the people were schmoozed by the newspaper. Richie Mack had to go because he was standing up against the federal encroachment on the counties. They had to get him out of there. So they started to put in the newspaper in his county all the lies about him, things that were not true. And they would say, well, he's out of the state here and he's out of the state there. He's not serving the people of Graham County. And they began to hit him in the newspaper every week, until the people in the county began to think, hey, this sheriff is not a good sheriff. He's supposed to be here doing this and that, and he's doing this and that. And the media actually convinced the people of that county, who had the best sheriff in America, that would stand up and protect their rights from the federal government and from the state government coming in and doing things to the people in the county, from all enemies, foreign and domestic, that would come into that county. Sheriff Richie Mack was a protector of the people, as he had sworn to do in his constitutional oath when the people voted him in. But because of the media attacks on this individual, lying about him, twisting his words and everything, they voted him out. The people in Graham County voted him out, and they voted in a guy that went along with everything the federal government told him to do, would take federal grants. You know, he wanted the tanks and the aircraft. He wanted the helicopters that the government would give him free as carrots given to the sheriff. The sheriff would just roll over and let the federal government come in and do anything you want to do, they want to do in the county. And so the people of Graham County suffered tremendously today. By the way, the state of Arizona suffers tremendously today because they dumped Evan Meekin, a man that loved God and the Constitution. They have a homosexual lesbian today as their governor there in Arizona. I don't need to tell you more. It is a pit. It is an absolute pit of depravity and, boy, just very, very bad, the leadership in that state today, because they've gone 180 degrees away from the Evan Meekum, who loved God and freedom, into something that they can't even... They're just losing their freedoms in that state, and it's horrible to see what's happening to it. Well, the people of Graham County suffered the same thing. They got what they deserved. They dumped the best constitutionalist man that loved God and freedom and would protect their rights against even federal and state encroachment on their rights and their property and so forth. So they're suffering tremendously in Graham County today because they were convinced by the media to vote this person out. Let me give you another example. Right here in Idaho County, Idaho, same thing's going on. We were fortunate enough to have several young ladies who ran for county commissioners. Now, I grilled them, and many of us grilled them here in this county and found out that they love God and love the Constitution. And they were ladies who were willing to stand up and speak out about issues that were very, very politically incorrect, things that were going wrong in the county. The county had not been under financial control. They hadn't had not an assessment, what do you call it, tallied the books in the county for 3-4 years, and they got that all cleaned up and got the I can't think of the name of it, but anyway, they got the county in the green again instead of in the red, and had audit. That's what it was. They had an audit done, which hadn't been done for years. They were paying for it every year, but they weren't getting their audits. And so we finally had two young ladies who love God and love freedom who were willing to stand up and stop the federal encroachment coming into this county and bringing in the laws that are going to be coming in very, very soon, the hate crimes laws, the national ID card that Bush just signed, the roadblocks Bush just signed in this new intelligence bill that American people don't even know what was in it, but they have the national ID card coming, the roadblocks coming that will be stopped along the roads, all in the name of protecting the people. children will be psychologically tested twice a year without the parents' permission. They'll be snatched up in the schools and be psychologically tested. This is all that George W. Bush is doing, and much, much more. And the counties will either have people that will stand up and say, no, we're not going to be agents of the federal government, like Sheriff Richard Mack did, Governor Evan Meekum did, or they're going to have people that are going to roll over and play dead cockroach and put their feet up in the air and say, come on in, tell me what kind of coffee and donuts you want. Come on in, federal government, and we'll serve coffee and donuts. You do anything you want to. We're not standing up to you. So the same thing, folks, is happening in Idaho County, Idaho today. These young ladies are being removed, and two government retired government agents have been put in their place today. Well, that's not all the story. I'm getting it messed up a little bit here. I'll get into it a little bit more exact and specific when we get back. After this break, stay tuned for more.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Coming back hot, folks. We're coming in on a landing here. Coming in hot, as they say in the Navy and the Air Force. And what I'm saying is, I've got to wrap this thing up. We're just about out of time. But I'm just giving you a national example of what is happening across this nation. I see it right here in Idaho County, Idaho. You had two people voted into office that were truly constitutionalists. And they were voted in because they would stand and protect the people from federal encroachment. they were along the lines of Thomas Jefferson, who said, let there be no more said of confidence in man, but bind him down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution. We voted in two very fine young ladies who took this county. There's only three county commissioners in this county, so they had a two to one vote against the old good old boy system. And because the media had to get rid of them, because the federal government is coming in here and going to bring land control. We don't have any building codes or zoning restrictions, but we got to have it because we can't be part of the New World Order without land control, people control, property control, and all these other federal programs that have to come into this county. These two young ladies have to go. So we have the people in this county being beat up by the press in this county and around this state. These two young ladies have just been railroaded over and over, and they've been lied about. Their words have been twisted. They've been attacked for every word they say and so forth. And so it is very sad to see this county going to suffer now as they bring in two government retirees have been elected now to the county positions, and one of these wonderful ladies who loves God and freedom and knows her Constitution is willing to stand in the gap for the people of Idaho County is up for recall because of what the media has done to her. The leftist media in this county, in this state, has done to her and her friend. And so what I'm telling you is we deserve the kind of government we get. We're now going to see if this county is going to understand that they need somebody that will stand up against very powerful agencies that are coming into this county in force in the months ahead to change us and bring us in line with this totalitarian system that's coming into this nation. And so, you know, the two government agents have just been elected to the county, and she may very well be voted out come the first of the year. And I just say to the people across this nation, you deserve the government you get. If you believe the media that beats up these good people all the time in the press, and people write in, the leftists in the community write in and lie about them and twist their words and say nasty things to them every time the newspaper comes out, you're being mentally manipulated. You are being mentally controlled by the press to lead you down the road to tyranny in this land. So those are the three examples that come to mind. I could give you a lot more that's happening across this nation today as we are being manipulated into this very highly controlled society that was spoken of by the Founding Fathers would come if we let our guard down and began to allow our constitutionally protected God-given rights to be taken away piece by piece, as Daniel Webster said. Well, folks, I'm sorry I didn't get the phone lines open tonight, but please call back tomorrow and discuss this subject if you'd like. Don't forget, this old cop, God willing, will be here tomorrow with you. And don't forget also that I truly do love you, America. I do. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Have a great evening. Good night.
Berkeley's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeley Light, with its exclusive black Berkeley filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bullets
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.